This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Early estimates for Disney's Frozen 2 are in, and they're huge. The so-called experts are predicting that Anna and Elsa's return will bring the first $100 million plus opening for an animated film released outside of the summer. The all-time record belongs to The Hunger Games: Catching Fire with $158 million. If Frozen 2 doesn't beat it, Disney will just have to let it go. In Game of Thrones news this week, one prequel in development was cancelled by HBO, while another prequel concept was given a full series order. It's House of the Dragon, based on George R.R. Martin's History of House Targaryen in Westeros. Martin wrote he was saddened to hear the first show from writer Jane Goldman didn't make it. Oh yeah, can't wait for more medieval nudity. Chris Brown held a high-end yard sale at his LA home with hundreds of fans, gawkers, and bargain seekers waiting for hours to try to get a piece of the singer's stuff. Brown posted a flyer on his Instagram and Twitter accounts that included the address of his suburban mansion in the Tarzana neighborhood of the San Fernando Valley. His neighbors were not amused. Yep, idiot. The skin-tight pants and black leather jacket Olivia Newton-John wore in 1978's Grease have sold for $405,000 at auction, nearly double the expected selling price. An unnamed buyer shelled out $243,000 for the jacket and $162,000 for the pants, made famous in the hit films You're the One That I Want finale. Wow, they must smell. Solange Knowles and her husband have split just before their fifth wedding anniversary. The singer announced that she and Alan Ferguson have separated and parted ways. In a lengthy social media post, Solange said she's had a physical and spiritual transition over the past 2 years that made her look at her life. No word on whether Knowles has been slapping herself in any elevators. Dr. Dre, who's produced hits for N.W.A., Eminem, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, and more, will be honored by the Recording Academy for his trailblazing production work. The Recording Academy's Producers and Engineers Wing will pay tribute to the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer on January 22nd at Village Studios in L.A., 4 days before the Grammys. The official cocktail of the reception will be gin and juice. Jared Padalecki's arrest over the weekend has thus far not affected production on Supernatural. The series is about halfway through production on its 20-episode 15th and final season, currently airing on The CW. Padalecki was home in Austin and went to a club called Stereotype, where he allegedly struck two club employees in the face. Witnesses said he was drunk as a Supernatural skunk. It's officially over between the first same-sex couple of the Bachelor franchise. Demi Burnett and Christian Haggerty, who had gotten engaged on season 6 of Bachelor in Paradise this year, have split. A statement said, "What has always been at the forefront of our relationship is love and care for one another. Our priority is doing what is best for us," which apparently is staying away from each other. Comedian Kevin Hart was spotted leaving a shopping plaza in Los Angeles and getting behind the wheel of a 1969 Camaro. He updated paparazzi about his health following his terrifying car accident in September, saying, quote, "I'm great, feeling blessed to be alive. It's a process, but I'm patient," unquote. But the Camaro Hart got into didn't have a shoulder seatbelt. Idiot! Delta Airlines is restoring same-sex love scenes to two in-flight movies, Rocketman and Booksmart. After Booksmart director Olivia Wilde brought attention to the double standard of Delta's version of the film showing a heterosexual kiss but not a lesbian kiss, Delta changed its mind. Well, looks like Delta got that not straight. Sorry. After amassing close to $3 million from Friends 25th, the one with the anniversary, back in September, Warner Brothers TV are bringing the hit TV series back to the big screen for two nights with Friendsgiving on November 24th at 7 p.m. and November 25th at 4 p.m. There will be 8 episodes and all digitally remastered. Well, at least we'll get to see what Courtney Cox used to look like. There will be a third Fantastic Beasts movie in the Harry Potter spin-off series, with production starting in spring. While the regular cast is returning, comedian and actor Jessica Williams, who was featured briefly in Part 2, will have a bigger role with her character Professor Eulalie Lally Hicks, a teacher at Ilvermorny School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Spellbinding! Paramount has purchased the life rights to the family estate of the Bee Gees, Maurice, Robin, and Barry Gibb, and a music biopic is in the works based on the band's career. They've sold 220 million records worldwide, and they're one of the highest-selling pop music groups of all time. Yep, looks like they're staying alive. Well, at least Barry is. Sorry. Property brothers Drew and Jonathan Scott's older sibling JD wed fiancée Annalie Bell in a ceremony with a 1940s and 50s theme. Held at a house in Las Vegas, the decor included a 50s candy shop, absinthe fountain lounge, photo trailer, and synchronized swimmers. The bride, a makeup artist, made her entrance on a black Belgian horse. How nauseating. The trash bin. Nicki Minaj is sick of the negative comments surrounding her husband Kenneth Zoo Petty's criminal past. The rapper is furious over what Wendy Williams said during her Hot Topics segment of her TV show. Minaj said, quote, "There are people who report the news, and there are people who do it with an evil intent in their heart. Viciousness," unquote. Yep, let the war begin.
The news wrap-up.
Airbnb has banned party houses after 5 died in a shooting outside of San Francisco. Old iPhones have stopped working correctly without updating the software. Nintendo shares surged as the company reported strong Switch Lite sales. McDonald's has fired its CEO, Steve Easterbrook, for violating company policy by having a relationship with an employee. Now that's an unhappy meal.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Stephen King's Dr. Sleep is king of the box office.
The number one album.
Post Malone's Hollywood's Bleeding is back on top of the album charts.
The number one app.
Minecraft is still the best-selling app.
The number one book.
The Beautiful Ones by Prince is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Dua Lipa uses social media in bite sizes to protect her mental well-being. As well as citing her family and friends as a huge support, Lipa says that she limits the amount of time she spends using apps such as Twitter and Instagram. The singer says, quote, "Social media has always been around for my generation, so for me it's really fun to post pictures, tweet, and update. But I've also received a lot of backlash for talking about political things close to my heart. My fans know me so well now that I get messages saying, 'We know you need some time out from Twitter. We just wanted to tell you we missed you.'" Unquote. Well, we've missed her too, and glad she's back with a new track. Here's Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Don't Start Now.
Aren't you the guy who tried to hurt me with the word goodbye? Though it took some time to survive you, I'm better on the other side. I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary, I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with someone, show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now. Walk away, you know how, don't start caring about me now.
That was Dua Lipa with the Song of the Week. Don't start now. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.